Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
And today is the third day of our story about Oliver Twist, this novel by Charles Dickens. Now, Oliver Twist, he's a bad luck kid, Joe said yesterday. He's had a rough time. He's an orphan, his parents are dead, and he grew up in a poor orphanage, and then had to work when he was just 9 years old.
And he's had a lot of experience with bullies, unfortunately. Mm. He was bullied at the orphanage. He left the orphanage. He went to go and work with an undertaker. He was bullied there.
Oh.
And he had to leave there as well. He went off on his own, heading for London. Thought he had a bit of good luck when he met up with a boy named Jack Dawkins. Yeah, but then Jack Dawkins ended up bringing him to a gang of pickpockets.
Thieves who take people's money on the street. So Oliver was accused. He was caught by the police, accused of stealing. Finally, something good happened. He was found innocent. They said, okay, you didn't do it. And a kindly man called Mr. Brownlow adopted him, said, okay, I will legally be your father and look after you. So it seems, finally, that things are going well. But
yeah, but then one day Mr. Brownlow sends him out to fetch some books. While he's out, he runs into the old gang of pickpockets and Jack Dawkins, and they take him back again. They take him to their hideout, and that is where we left little Oliver Twist. So let's go ahead and find out how the story ends. What's going to happen to Oliver now that he's back with the bad people? All right, let's read through the article, and then Pat and I will be back to explain it.
Reading. Oliver Twist. Oliver is back in the place he feared the most, Fagin's home. The other pickpockets bully Oliver and take his money and new clothes. In despair, Oliver runs into the street for help, but Fagin and Jack grab him. As punishment for his escape, they force Oliver to participate in a burglary. As soon as he sneaks into a house, a servant inside shoots and wounds Oliver. The home's owner, Mrs. Maley, feels bad for Oliver and decides to nurse him back to health. At the same time, a mysterious man visits Fagin. He knows Oliver's past and reveals the truth to Fagin. One of the girls in Fagin's gang overhears what the man says about Oliver. She finds Brownlow and explains that Oliver's father was married to a rich woman, but was unhappy. He had an affair with Oliver's mother, yet she died when Oliver was born. Brownlow takes pity on Oliver, and thus he adopts him. Meanwhile, police finally catch Fagin and hang him for his crimes. Together with Brownlow and Mrs. Maley, Oliver moves to the countryside to live a peaceful and happy life.
So, as we know, Oliver is back in the place he feared the most, Fagin's home. Remember, Fagin is the master, the boss of all these child pickpockets and thieves, okay? And he's now going to, oh, Oliver, you've come back. And that's not good.
Yeah, the other pickpockets bully Oliver and take his money and new clothes. I mean, this just never ends with Oliver. Always getting bullied. Bullied, remember, just means people pick on you. They're bigger and stronger than you. Or maybe there's just more of them. So they all just, they take his money, they take everything he has. So he's just back in the same old situation again.
Yeah, and in despair, Oliver runs into the street for help, but Fagin and Jack grab him. Just grab him and pull him back into the house. You're not going anywhere. So Oliver was in despair, spelled D-E-S-P-A-I-R, despair. And this is a noun that means basically having no hope. You are hopeless. You've got nothing to look forward to. There's no sun out there. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. You have no hope. For example, the survivors of the plane crash were in despair until a rescue helicopter found them.
So Oliver is in despair, understandably, because all these bad things keep happening to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as punishment for his escape, they force Oliver to participate in a burglary. So they say, okay, you tried to run away. Now you have to do this. This is your punishment.
Mm.
Punishment is spelled P-U-N-I-S-H-M-E-N-T. It means a penalty given to someone for something they have done.
Mm.
For example, like if you commit a crime, we could say, as punishment for his crime, the man spent 10 years in jail. For kids, sometimes, if you do something naughty or bad...
Go to your room.
Yeah, you might get sent to your room.
No supper.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, teachers will get punishments.
Mm,
they might have extra homework.
Stay after school.
Clean the classroom.
Pat's an expert in all these for some reason.
Oh, no.
I can't remember why, but...
Okay.
So that's a story for another day.
Yeah, and so they say to Oliver, as punishment, you're going to have to participate in a burglary. Now, to participate means you've got to join in this activity. You take part in it. For example, up to 6 people can participate in this board game. So they say to Oliver, you've got to participate. You've got to join in this burglary. So, Joe, what's a burglary?
Well, this is kind of an old-fashioned word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use it so much nowadays, but what it means is going into someone's house at night and stealing things.
Mm.
These days, we might call it like a robbery or something like that. But
yeah,
we still use this word sometimes, burglary. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the police came round to investigate the burglary at number 43. Number 43 just means like the house number,
mm-hmm.
the address. So if somebody breaks into your house, you can say there's been a burglary.
Yeah.
They took my TV, they took my laptop computer, they took my Picasso off the wall.
Oh my God. So have you ever been burgled?
No, I've been lucky like that.
Okay.
I've never had somebody break into my house. Well, what about you?
Yeah, we did when I was a lot younger. I was maybe about 12 or 13. We came downstairs in the morning. We found there was a window open. There was a kind of muddy footmark on the windowsill. There was some... my mum had left out some money for us to buy lunch, and that had gone. And the DVD player was the big thing they nicked.
Well, that's
they stole. It was small, so they could easily take it out the window. The TV was a bit too big.
That's a scary situation.
Oh, and they drank our milk.
They
stole and drank our milk.
The milk burglar.
Yeah, how mean is that?
Maybe that was like their thing. Like they break into houses.
Get that milk. And maybe the DVD.
Their
player.
Trademark.
Yeah.
Mm. Something like that. Okay.
Was it a cat burglar?
A cat burglar, yeah.
There we go.
Likes milk. Maybe some cream.
Okay.
A little bit. Where was the cat food?
They might have eaten that too.
Well,
ask my mum. Anyway, as soon as Oliver, he sneaks into a house, okay, so he's burglaring it, he's burglarizing it, as the Americans say. He sneaks into the house, and a servant inside shoots and wounds Oliver. So a servant is just somebody who works at the house, and they've obviously got a gun there, and they shoot and wound Oliver. They hurt him, they injure him badly.
Yeah, and the home's owner, Mrs. Maylie... Is it Maylie or Maylie?
Maylie, I
think. Maylie. Feels bad for Oliver and decides to nurse him back to health. So luckily, she kind of takes pity on him.
Poor boy, been shot.
She shoots him, and then's like, oh, you poor dear boy. Obviously, she doesn't really blame him for breaking into the house. She just believes that he's a victim of circumstance or something like that.
Yeah. So, now Oliver is being nursed back to health. She's looking after him until he gets better. But, at the same time, a mysterious man visits Fagin, so Oliver's crime boss. So, mysterious, which is M-Y-S-T-E-R-I-O-U-S, mysterious is full of mystery, which is someone or something about which very little is known. So we don't know this guy, we don't know his name, we don't know where he comes from. So we could also say there were some mysterious stones in the forest where witches used to meet.
Yeah, so we don't know much about this guy. He just kind of comes out of nowhere, so that's why he's very mysterious. Now, he knows Oliver's past and reveals the truth to Fagin. So this mysterious guy comes out of nowhere, but he knows all about Oliver. He knows about his life. Mm. He knows about the things that
he's been through.
Yeah, we don't know yet, but he reveals the truth to Fagin. Now, reveal is spelled R-E-V-E-A-L. It's a verb, and it means to make something known, something we didn't know before. For example, we could say, at the end of the speaking competition, we'll reveal the name of the winner. We're going to tell you this information.
Mm. Now, while this man is talking to Fagin and telling about all of his secrets, one of the girls in Fagin's gang, she's named Nancy, she's an interesting character in the book, she overhears what the man says about Oliver. Now, if you overhear something, overhear spelled O-V-E-R-H-E-A-R, overhear, this means you hear something that isn't being said to you, and you're not really supposed to hear it, okay? It's like hearing a secret or hearing somebody talking about you, not to you. For example, I overheard my parents talking about what to buy me for Christmas. So
PlayStation 4.
Yeah, you just heard them maybe speaking late at night, I know now. I know what I'm getting.
Yeah, but it's something you're... The information is not meant for you. Mm. You hear something you're not supposed to hear. Well, she, Nancy, she finds Brownlow and explains that Oliver's father was married to a rich woman, mm-hmm. but was unhappy. Now, how is that possible? You're married to a rich woman, but you're miserable?
I guess she's mean.
I guess, yeah, she must not be a very nice person. Money can't buy happiness, is
That's
what we
true.
Often say.
So this man, Oliver's father, had an affair with Oliver's mother. Okay, so not the rich woman, somebody else. Yet she died when Oliver was born. Okay, now that's quite common in those times. Medicine wasn't so great, so women often died when they had their children. Okay, but this wasn't the rich woman. As we said, this is another woman, and Oliver's father had an affair with her. So if you have an affair with someone, this is an idiom, it means you become romantically involved with somebody outside your marriage, okay? So not your wife, another woman. Think in Taiwan, people sometimes say, Xiao San,
little three. Yeah.
Mm. For example, the woman divorced her husband when she learned he had an affair with another woman.
Okay, a little bit of scandal enters the story.
Yeah.
You have an affair as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brownlow takes pity on Oliver, and thus he adopts him.
Hmm.
Take pity on. This is a phrasal verb. It means to feel very sorry for someone or something. So, for example, we could say the teacher took pity on the student and gave him another week to finish his assignment.
Oh, that's nice. That's very generous.
Nice things to do. You feel sorry for somebody, and Brownlow feels very sorry for Oliver.
Yeah.
Of course, how can you not feel sorry
for
him?
Yeah, knowing this real story, his mother's died, father's gone.
Yeah, just had a tough life, so he takes pity on him. Mm-hmm. And to take pity on someone is our shortcut for you skit for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, cheer up.
I can't. Somebody stole my purse.
Oh, I take pity on you.
What? You took it? You're in so much trouble.
No, to take pity on someone means to feel bad for them.
Oh, sorry. You could have told me earlier. So, to take pity on someone means 同情某人. I'm angry.
Wow. I take pity on whoever took your stuff. I don't think you'll be nice to them.
Why should I? They stole my things. I can't take pity on anyone who does that.
All right, let's go and tell the police.
Yeah, maybe they can help me get this back.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we just talked about taking pity on, okay? So what we found is that Oliver Twist was actually the son of a fairly wealthy guy, okay? But he had an affair. He was with another woman, not his wife, and had Oliver. And a mysterious man has been coming in to find out what's happening to Oliver. Now, we haven't got this in the article, but what the actual truth is, this mysterious man is Oliver's half-brother. Same father, different mothers. And he wants to get rid of Oliver so he can get the money. That's why he's getting in touch with Fagin, the criminal.
Brothers from different mothers,
exactly.
In other words. Yeah, so meanwhile, police finally catch Fagin and hang him for his crimes.
Oh, dear.
Meanwhile just means at the same time. So we could say Amy was quietly doing her homework in her room. Meanwhile, her brother was watching cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So Fagin is caught and they hang him. Now, what does that mean? They hang him.
Okay, if you hang someone, you kill them by putting a rope around their neck and hanging them from a high place. Now, back in Victorian times when this story takes place, this was a punishment for a lot of the worst crimes. These days, we do still sometimes execute people, but we don't hang them anymore. We use different means. But back in those days, they were hanged. Now, this hanged is an interesting point. When we say, like, hang up a coat, okay, the past tense of that is hung, H-U-N-G, hung. But when we talk about a person, we say hanged, H-A-N-G-E-D. So a slight difference depending on what you're using the verb hang to talk about.
Yeah, it's a special case, hanged, the past tense for hanging somebody by the neck. I think in Victorian times, they would even do it in public sometimes.
People would watch.
It was like an event people went to. Like, they would bring their families and say, oh, let's go to the hanging today.
Yeah.
It was like, let's go for a picnic. Or let's go to a movie. Let's go watch the guy get hung by the neck.
Yeah, or hanged.
Or hanged,
by the neck.
Yes.
For example, the criminal was hanged for murder.
Mm-hmm.
They hanged him up for that.
All right, the article concludes by saying, together with Brownlow and Mrs. Maley, Oliver moves to the countryside to live a peaceful and happy life.
Finally, he gets a break.
We get a happy ending after all. He gets to go with Brownlow, Mrs. Maley, the woman who
nursed him back to health. Yeah. Who, it actually turns out in the book, she's his aunt. She's his dead mother's sister. So it does all kind of work out in the end for Oliver Twist, and he lives a peaceful and a happy life. Now, that's the end of our story, but not quite the end of the article. We're going to move on now to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, Oliver was a poor child. He grew up in an orphanage. He had a tough life. It worked out in the end, but it was a very difficult journey to get there. And our question today is, what is one thing we can do to help poor children?
I think one of the best ways is to donate money to charities that help poor children. There's a lot of them out there. And, you know, when you travel, I often travel to poorer areas of the world, like third world countries. And sometimes you'll get little kids coming up asking for money. And it's heartbreaking. And you want to give them something, but often it's not the best thing for them, because if people keep giving them money, then their parents might just send them out on the streets every day to beg, to ask for money. And that means they're not going to school, they're not learning, and that is all they will ever be able to do. Sometimes, unfortunately, those kids are run by criminals.
Yeah, not by their parents.
Yeah, they are made to go out by bad people. Like Fagin, exactly. And they are to bring the money back to them. The kids don't even get the money. They might get a little bit of food or something if they're lucky. So I think donating to charities would be the best way.
Okay, I'm going to go for something we can do in Taiwan, which is called like a suspended meal. And some restaurants that you can go to, you buy two meals. And you eat one, and you leave the other one for somebody who can't afford to buy a meal of their own. And it could be a child. It could also be a poor homeless person. So you're helping more than one type of people. But that's certainly something you could do to get food in a poor child's stomach.
Yeah, definitely. Anything you can do to help them get the necessities. Like, even if you can't resist giving something to, like, a child on the street or something, give them food or something.
Yeah.
Something they need. Or
Not just money.
Yeah, not just money. Or you can donate clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate your time. You can actually go to work for one of these charity organizations. Help them raise money. Help them get clothes for the poor, food for the poor, everything they need. Housing as well. there's a lot of different things that you can do for poor children.
For sure, okay. You can find out more about that on the internet. And that is the end of the three-part story of Oliver Twist. We hope you enjoyed it. For English for You, this has been Pat.
And I'm Joe.
And we'll see you again next time. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Oliver Twist. Oliver is back in the place he feared the most, Fagin's home. The other pickpockets bully Oliver and take his money and new clothes. In despair, Oliver runs into the street for help, but Fagin and Jack grab him. As punishment for his escape, they force Oliver to participate in a burglary. As soon as he sneaks into a house, a servant inside shoots and wounds Oliver. The home's owner, Mrs. Maley, feels bad for Oliver and decides to nurse him back to health. At the same time, a mysterious man visits Fagin. He knows Oliver's past and reveals the truth to Fagin. One of the girls in Fagin's gang overhears what the man says about Oliver. She finds Brownlow and explains that Oliver's father was married to a rich woman but was unhappy. He had an affair with Oliver's mother, yet she died when Oliver was born. Brownlow takes pity on Oliver, and thus he adopts him. Meanwhile, police finally catch Fagin and hang him for his crimes. Together with Brownlow and Mrs. Maley, Oliver moves to the countryside to live a peaceful and happy life.
Vocabulary Review. Punishment. The child received a punishment for lying to his parents. Participate. I like to participate in fun events almost every weekend. Mysterious. Scientists found mysterious drawings in a cave and want to better understand them. Meanwhile, the doctor will see you again next Monday. Meanwhile, you must take your medicine daily. Hang. The prisoner was hanged after a judge found him guilty of murder.